we're going to wrap up KER Politics. I want to ask Jim a question that I didn't have time to ask him at the end of the prior segment, and that is, when you look at the Missouri Attorney General, who is now a member of Congress, and his replacement, are they pretty much on our side when it comes to the arguments that we're putting forth on this program regarding COVID, Jim?
Well, certainly Eric Schmidt is, because he's the one that pushed this forward. So there's no question that as a senator replacing somewhat of a rhino, I think this is going to be an important step actually to get a better voice in the Senate. But, you know, Mr. Bailey, Andrew Bailey, the general counsel for the governor, he's a conservative. He's been a prosecuting attorney in Warren County. He was Missouri Assistant Attorney General. And he was the general counsel for the Missouri Department of Corrections.
Right.
He's a former veteran. I tend to think that he will be continuing this. And this is such an important issue for the nation, actually holding federal officials accountable for silencing voices that probably would have benefited people had they and actually, you know, made them much more aware of what options were out there for them. But I think it's such an important event that I'm confident that the governor and that Eric Schmidt wouldn't have allowed someone that was going to undermine that objective there, because I think the governor is definitely on board as well with this. And let's pray and hope that we get to the bottom of the government censorship over information that was critical for decisions for Americans to make.
You know, a lot of people have taken up this COVID question and done some really serious studies on it. People in addition to us, and we're not letting this thing go. I wonder when it's going to come out exactly what the problem, not the problem, what the reason that there's so much silence regarding this disease that has killed hundreds of thousands of people.
You have to ask, why was the FDA attempting to put off disclosure of the actual information on the development of Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, mRNA vaccines, for 75 years without letting people look at them? And the justification that somehow this was proprietary information for development is absolutely ridiculous. This is being forced upon American citizens, was forced upon American citizens in order for them to keep their jobs, forced upon soldiers, forced upon any federal worker in order to keep their job. And nobody actually knew what the background behind and what the science behind the information was. And we know for a fact, there is no question about this, there is no long-term study that shows the effectiveness of Pfizer or Moderna or any one of these drugs, these COVID drugs, because there was never enough time to do it. There was never enough time to do the standard processes to review these. So we do not know what the impact is. And the fact that the government is attempting to silence people and intervening in media and tech companies to ensure that they're silencing voices that may come up with other science and actually going directly against very, very respected scientists like Jay Bhattacharya from Stanford, like Peter McCullough from once at Baylor University, you know, one of the leading heart specialists in the world. There's numerous very, very, very well-respected scientists that have come out and said, there's a problem here. And with silencing those voices by actually attacking people and using government influence to do it, we have absolutely undermined faith and confidence in these institutions.
Oh, sure.
And half the nation is just like, what the heck is going on? And the other ones freaked out because they're scared to death from the way the government's portrayed this virus.
I'd like to
damaging to our society.
I'd like to ask Jerry out of the box. You are compiling the fatality statistics in America going back quite some time now. I'd like to know what the fatality statistics are in America for the last 4 years. I really would like to see that. And you know what, Bud? I'm going to look them up.
Yeah, you want to go ahead and look back really like the, you know, couple, you know, maybe from 2016 through 2020 and then 2020 through now,
right,
and do a compare and contrast.
Yeah.
The problem is there was so much information that was silenced and you know, we certainly know with the vaccine injury database, the VIRS process that the CDC had put in place, that they have seen just unbelievable numbers of negative events or, you know, adverse reactions to these vaccines, but they're not reporting on them. And they're still pushing them. You know, many European countries have made it illegal to give children the vaccines.
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
And here we have the United States and the Health and Human Services and different states pushing the vaccines on children. And it absolutely looks like, to me, it looks like influence, corruption, and maybe a nefarious agenda to really undermine the United States and split us.
Well, I would sure like to see during that five-hour deposition that Anthony Fauci was involved in, I'd sure like to read the questions and answers that he gave during that five-hour period.
Well, let's hope that this does come to light, and the way it's going to come to light, and the most important thing that happened in the last year was this midterm election, where the Republicans came away with 222 seats to 213 for the Democrats in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, yeah.
And what that means is that the Republicans take the leadership roles in the oversight committees. Those oversight committees will have to go forward and do investigations on issues. And we've already heard that they're going to push on the, you know, Hunter Biden stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that to me is like that's a threat. Joe Biden was directly involved with Hunter Biden. There's plenty of evidence of it. That is like, okay, a warning shot. But what is more important, what I think is more important for the Republican House of Representatives to lead investigations on,
yeah,
are this silencing, this censorship of the media and censorship by the government of tech companies and influencing the tech companies. And what we've seen with Twitter and Facebook and Google silencing or shutting down searches against, you know, information that would be actually beneficial to people. If they don't do that, if the Republicans don't realize how damaging this is to the society, they will never win an election again.
Yeah.
The next thing they have to do is they have to hold very big hearings on and important hearings on the craziness that's going on in the voting system right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of evidence out there that voting mail-in ballot is susceptible to corruption. Actually, the Carter review, former President Carter, bipartisan review, made it very clear. Voting machines, the Democrats were absolutely adamant in 2018 and 2016 that voting machines could be manipulated, and now they're arguing you can't ever question them.
Yeah.
That makes absolutely no sense. Voter ID. If you don't have voter ID, if you don't control who votes and who doesn't, you have ensured a corrupt system.
Jim, I got a question for you. Yeah, I got a question for you, though, and you can answer it as quickly as you'd like, because we've only got a little under 2 minutes left here. You're attending a lot of high-level Republican committee meetings. You were named the Republican of the Year in Whatcom County for last year, so you're not exactly unknown within the Republican Party on a national level. How much time are these meetings devoting to what I would call the COVID problem?
Not enough. I will say that even in the Republican meetings,
okay,
they're not really pushing it because everybody has been intimidated and they're afraid. You know, conservatives are afraid. They're somewhat cowards in pushing back on the media. They're afraid of what the New York Post and the New York Times and the Washington Post will say about
them.
They respond to that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what they're doing, what they have to do is open these processes up so people can look at it and see the truth. And if they see the truth, if they're, you know, and again, it comes right back to the censorship issue. They have to push these things out in order for people to see that they've been deceived, they've been tricked. And again, Washington Post is reporting now that the majority of deaths with COVID are dying from people that are at least double vaccinated.
Yeah.
And that's dangerous.
Well, I'd like to get those statistics. Jim, we're at 9 minutes and 45 seconds. We've got only 15 seconds to wrap up the show. Let's get those numbers on fatalities and specifically those numbers that you just talked about, and let's talk about them in a daily editorial first part of next week. Ladies and gentlemen, Be back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.